This is the Brant and Sherry podcast. To find out more about the radio show and Brant's new book called Unoffendable, just go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey there, my name is Brant, and producer Sherry is here too, the brilliant producer Sherry. How are you?
Well, that's nice. Thank you. How are you?
Good. And I didn't say that just because you bought me a free smoothie this morning. Unrelated. But let me thank you for that.
You are welcome.
She's pretty awesome. Help. Pretty
I wanted awesome. To buy you, like, since your book came out yesterday,
yeah.
I wanted to get you like a cake or something, like cookies or something, but you don't eat stuff like
that. I eat healthy stuff.
Yes. So we got you a nice green kale smoothie with protein.
Yeah. That hit the spot. Kale. It is the weirdest contest ever, and you have just hours to enter, actually. Not much time left. You need to go to BrantHanson.com if you want to win this awesome contest. It is strange. The grand prize is Sherry and
us.
I. Yeah, that's it. And if you're like, well,
why would
that's
I want
not
that?
Enough. We totally understand. We
well,
really
bring,
do.
You're bringing your book, too. So
I'll bring my book. Mm-hmm. But as far as grand prizes go, we want to come to your house. Do not worry about cleaning it up or making it fancy. We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it intimidates us if you're clean. You'll scare us off. But we'd love to meet you, and we'll come to your house and just spend the evening. I will crush you at Uno or Skip-Bo or whatever game you want to play. Go to BrantHanson.com and enter. It's that simple, BrantHanson.com. We'll bring you the book. Other people, second prize gifts are the book, but the amount of lawyer language on this contest is unbelievable.
They have to do that to cover themselves legally.
I guess, but one of the things I was reading this, your message, you know, the entry has been received, sweepstakes. When I was reading this, it was like eligibility, attorneys, dispute, and we're not going to be held liable for any damage to your computer during our visit. That's what it says.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
But if I'm entering the contest and I don't know Brant and Sherry that well,
right.
I'm like, why would I have to worry about them coming here to damage my computer? Just had my half birthday, and I am at the point.
You actually commemorate your half birthday? I'm sorry to stop there, but I don't know that I've ever heard that before.
Really?
Your half birthday?
Do you remember like when you were a kid, you're like, well, I'm not eight, I'm eight and a half.
Yeah, but I never actually knew the date to commemorate.
Yeah, we do all
we're
that.
Halfway. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, it's a Hanson family thing. We're just weird.
That's all right.
It's weird getting older, and we were kicking this around, so we'd like your thoughts on this. What's the best thing about getting older, and what's the worst thing? Because there's great things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great things.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some worst things. Love to hear what your thoughts are on it. A phone number, if you want to leave us a message, whatever, let us know. Best and worst thing. 855-90-BRANT
yes.
is the phone number.
That
thank
is
you.
Very
I nailed
nice.
It. I got the phone number all by myself.
One of the great things of getting
Bam.
Older.
Woo! Woo! Yeah, your memory gets better and better and better and
yes.
better and better.
But Cheryl's got a, is this a worst thing?
Or? I think the worst thing is the loss of imagination. I like to write a lot. And when I was little, I like to come up with stories all the time. And I remember just going, walking home from the bus stop, I'd be coming up with stories that I was like the princess going to this new castle. Or I was, you know, a lost girl on her way, trying to find her way home. I'd be making up stories just walking home from the bus stop. And nowadays it's so hard to just think of things.
You
to,
do. It's
you, know.
Too, you become logical, and then it takes all the mystery out of it. That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I miss that. And I remember it, too.
It's so weird, because I just had this conversation with the lady who was cutting my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about writing. I said, well, do you do any writing? She's like, oh, when I was a girl, I used to. Exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what we were talking about was now you can still have story ideas, but you won't run with them. Because you'll have a thousand voices in your head of people going, that's dumb, that's
right.
stupid, what are you wasting your time for? That's silly, that's not great, that's not a master. Like, just do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
because,
yeah.
yeah, instead of having all these voices saying that in your head, just write something that you enjoy, that you think is fun or funny or enjoyable. Sit down and do it. She's like, yeah, you know what? That's probably right. What's the best to you, Marilyn?
The best thing is having perspective and being able to look at the things that used to cause me lots of anxiety and being able to look at them with a sense of humor now.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know what that is? That's wisdom.
It is wisdom. You're absolutely
yeah,
right.
Wisdom
is knowing what matters and what doesn't, or how much things matter
mm-hmm.
in a relative sense.
Right.
And that makes right. life so much better. It helps yes. you with decision making, helps you know how to think about life. It's a blessing to other people when you can dispense yeah. it.
All right, so big news story. I have to look at the news to know what's going on mm-hmm. a little bit. I don't find any use for 99% of it.
Okay.
But here's a big news story. Apparently, I clicked on Yahoo. It's about a celebrity, mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez, who yeah. apparently likes to be J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
It said J-Lo flaunts toned abs.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a news story.
Right.
Now, as a as somebody who thinks in a different way, I know I'm odd.
Mm-hmm.
I look at that and I'm like, who cares?
Uh-huh.
What does this mean to you as a normal person? How do you apply this in your life? What is it, and doesn't it, when you think, okay, yeah, it's like she's 45, but she looks great.
Right.
But that's kind of her job, right?
So right. She has to look great for her job.
So what's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what does this mean? What are we supposed to take away from this?
I don't know that we're supposed to take anything away from it. I think people are interested in celebrity culture just because it's not you and you get a chance to view someone else's life and therefore be out of your own for a little bit.
So is it like, what would it be like if I could just work out all day and I had a team of chefs? Except, I would think I wouldn't want to see, even if I was interested,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to see that as a woman just uh-huh. to go, okay, yeah, great.
Right.
So she wins. Way to go.
And I lose.
Congratulations once again. News story has broken. She wins, I lose. Thanks. I don't understand it. We were talking about news stories. I don't get them as a general rule. Like, why is this news? I don't understand. But man, one I was floored by was, and we talked about it on the show, was this mom, a family, dad in South Carolina who lost their son in this just horrific crime that was committed. And they forgave the police officer involved and the mayor and the police chief. And it's otherworldly to watch them do it. What is so stunning about that is, see, when I do read the news accounts, they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no place for them to put that.
Yeah.
It's like forgiveness is this bolt from outer space. And if you're not somebody who believes in Jesus, you're not somebody who understands love your enemies,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect you to get it.
Right.
Totally alien. It will make, in fact, if you practice this, it will make you an alien and a stranger. People will wonder, how could you possibly do that? It's supernatural. Mm-hmm. And it is the defining, as far as I can tell, like reading the Bible and stuff, no expert, no theologian, but like this is the defining thing for us. And when I see a woman like that and a family like that, I think, this Jesus thing's for real. Hey there.
My name is Kathy. You were speaking earlier about forgiveness. My son was killed in 1999 by a man driving, coming down from a cocaine high with narcolepsy. He was not hurt at all, but my son was killed. He was 27 years old. For several years, I had a great deal of hate for this man until I finally decided one day to sit down and write him a letter and totally forgive him for what he'd done, and it took a load off my shoulders because guilt doesn't do anything but hurt you.
Hey, what were you going to say?
About your book, I remember when you first started talking about the idea of it, and you said, this is going to make people mad.
Yep.
And I said, not believers. Believers understand that we're supposed to be unoffendable, that forgiveness is our marquee because of what Jesus did for us. And you said, no, people will be mad.
Oh, yeah.
And they are.
And they are.
Yeah.
Well, I knew it. You know what's funny about this, too, is when I wrote it, I'm trying to have like a light touch. You know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of humor in it,
yes.
that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make it go down easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually, what I'm saying is, I'm just repeating what the Bible says about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It's so radical.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's so from outer space
mm-hmm.
that if people absorb it, they'll be like, I cannot believe someone's advocating this lifestyle.
But for believers, you're, like you said, in the Bible, you're saying James chapter 1 says this.
Right.
Proverbs says right. this. So it's not like you're just coming off the top of your head with an idea.
No, but we've so justified anger.
Mm-hmm.
And we've taken one scripture,
mm-hmm.
which is in context, repeatedly says to get rid of anger. And we use it to actually justify our anger. It's amazing the flip-flop.
Mm-hmm.
And we like being angry. Because it makes us feel self-righteous.
Mm.
We feel like, good, I'm better than... We will never say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's not even conscious in our minds, but it makes us feel a little bit superior to other people.
Mm-hmm.
It also makes us feel like we're doing something, like that person's sin or whatever is making me angry. That mm-hmm. makes me feel more righteous.
Okay.
It's just that the Bible never says to be that way. Mm. You know what it says?
And I didn't talk about this in the book because I don't even know how to think of this.
Mm-hmm.
But and you've pointed it out, the Bible says that love will cover a multitude of sins.
Yeah, it does.
So we're actually charged with cover, just like Jesus covers us with his coat mm-hmm. of righteousness. Like he'll cover us, our sin, to make us, to cover our nakedness and shame. And we're supposed to do that for other people. And somehow out of that, we've gotten, I'm supposed to be ticked off. A lot of people come up to me on the streets or whatever, and they're like, hey, Brant, appreciate what you do on the show, especially the survival tips, because you're a survivalist and you know how to handle yourself in the wild or in urban environments. I know exactly what to do.
So people, the general public, is applauding your survival skills and asking you to pass them on? Because I've never seen that.
Well, not in a literal way.
And I do all of our phone and emails and all of that. I've never seen it there either.
We talk some about this off the air if okay. you want. But but anyway, for the sake of this show, people are always coming up to me and they're like, dude, you have some awesome survival tips. And so let's do survival school. We'll do it next. You'll learn how to survive. Like, what happens? How do you respond?
Mm-hmm.
What if this? What if that? I've thought through it all. That's what I do. I'm always ready. So I will share a survival tip with you. It's called Survival School coming up. Logan, you work for a chemical company. What do you do for them?
I do a lot of the HR and paperwork out there for
okay.
them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. HR office. Well, let's say you're in the HR office doing some paperwork and HR stuff, you know, with firing people or whatever you're doing.
Hey.
And then you look up, and to much to your dismay, all the people are gone, but there are hundreds of skunks in your office, and the office door is locked. What do you do now?
Why
hundreds of skunks, and it's right in the middle of the day.
This makes no sense.
What are you going to do? That's my question.
Well, I would say go through the air vent if I'm able to fit through that, but I'm not sure that's probably the wrong answer to you.
No, the right answer is just walk through them and open the door, unlock it, and walk out.
That is unbelievable.
And it's because...
I find that to be untrue because when you walk past skunk and you are any kind of danger mm-hmm. to them, they, you know, they mm-hmm. spray you.
So exactly.
You know, walking through them kind of defeats the purpose of avoiding being sprayed.
Right. Good point.
Logan, how dare you? The actual answer is you walk through them.
But he's...
Because it's the middle of the day. See, that's the clue. Sometimes I drop a little clue.
Yeah.
Middle of the day, they're not active. They won't do anything. Doesn't matter where they are, they're not active. They're what you call crepuscular. That means that they only are active early mornings and late nights.
How did they get into his office?
So you should have said, it's the middle of the day. I'm
That's my question. How did they get into my office?
These are questions I can't possibly solve. So, Logan, good try. Too
okay.
late.
Okay, now late. You know.
Now you're in an air vent for no reason whatsoever.
Nice try.
Yeah. A lot of people go through life feeling like a failure. That is me, too. I have this tape in my head that runs over and over and over and has my entire life since I was a kid. Brant, you're a failure. And I keep waiting for that to just be everyone's impression. And I, in my own mind and heart, sometimes I think, well, I'm just what have I done? Nothing. Full of regrets. And I mentioned this. You may be like, well, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Well, yeah. But for some people listening, they're like, yeah, I get it. Let me tell you something. Somebody told me this. Brant, why does your opinion matter more than God's? Like, if he actually loves you, and if you believe this, you actually want to trust God. If you say, yeah, I've trusted God with my life. Okay, trust him. His opinion of you is not based on your performance anyway. It's based on him. He loves you because that's the way he is. He's satisfied with you if you trust him. He's satisfied with you because of what Jesus has done in our stead. How amazing is that? So why should your opinion of you trump his opinion? Why not trust his opinion and go with it? And you know what? When somebody told me that, it's really helped a lot. I actually think that, you know, when I'm tempted not to pray because I feel like, well, I'm just a loser anyway. Like, that's not God's impression. He wants to hear from me. Same thing with you. There seems to be some kind of misunderstanding.
Between?
Well, I don't want to blame you, but I think you may have fostered it. I get lots of tweets now and people on Facebook calling me Colonel Cuddly.
Right.
Which I shared vulnerably was a nickname that I didn't want when I was younger.
Right.
And but I think they took your cue and they think that I want to be called that. But in truth, I really don't.
I don't think it's my cue because I didn't call you that on, well, I did a little bit, but not a lot.
You did a little bit.
I did
and then you proceeded
now it's
to
a lot.
Encourage other people.
I didn't tell anyone.
By laughing and generally applauding them.
You don't feel like that's sweet? Like, wow, the listeners love me. They're calling me Colonel Cuddly. That's a sweet name. And they feel close to you. It's friendship. You don't, you're not feeling that, I guess.
I was looking more for respect as a...
Oh.
I'm trying to line up, like, minions. And people are calling me Colonel Cuddly. It doesn't help.
It doesn't fit the narrative.
No. We were talking about aging earlier in the show. I just got started talking about this. I'm feeling it. Can't play basketball. I'm like, well, I can. I feel
right.
great.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, immobilized.
Right. Total immobilization. Yeah.
One day athlete, next day whining on the couch. So.
Such is life.
Yeah, it is. So we were talking about the best things and the worst things about aging.
The thing I hate is gray hair. Mm-hmm. And, but you know, I read this article recently that granny hair is coming back or coming in. It's the new thing.
Huh. What is that?
So
that's just all gray.
Going gray is pretty cool. Huh. Gray highlights, gray anything.
It's interesting whoever determines this. Like, as they get older, they're like, look, gray hair is awesome.
gray is the new brown.
What do you know?
For me, I like playing basketball. Playing basketball with a bunch of guys my age. The next day, you know, it just feels like we're about to die. We've been running and playing basketball so hard, and wake up the next day like moving at all.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because
you've been
that.
Playing basketball with friends, right, Brent? Have you been feeling that the next day?
I do, and it's so frustrating. And I don't, like, well, I guess I need to warm up more. I'll warm up. It didn't matter.
It's going to hurt in the morning no matter what.
No, I just expect it. This is going to be excruciating.
Yeah. You have to weigh the option. I mean, do I want to play sports or do I, you know, want to be able to walk?
And the option is I want to play sports.
Play sports, okay. Well, yeah. Good to have priorities.
Yeah, I want my wife to hear me whine for the next 2 days. And I'll go do it again. So nice to be understood. Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
It is so nice to be... Well, I appreciate this call. He's got this call. It really touched me. Honestly,
yeah, Brent, I can see where Sherry could be a handful just listening to the two youngs on the radio. You have my sympathy, dude.
Thanks, man. It's weird because Sherry is just weird. She's just odd.
What is
she? She has these weird theories about things. She has weird ideas. Her imagination is odd.
My imagination is odd.
She's kind of off kilter.
And okay.
I like representing normal people. On
sure. I'm sure that's what our listeners
thank
know.
Thank you, Guy. Thank you. little wink shout out to Guy for understanding. So many of us get hung up on success, and how can we not? I mean, our whole culture is geared towards this. In fact, a lot of Christian teaching now is based on success according to our culture.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. God doesn't lay that on us. Like, if you're like, oh, what have I done? I failed. What is it? He's never laid that. If you don't convert 100 people for me, then you are a failure.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't convert one person for me, he doesn't lay that out. He's just looking for faithfulness, like in the moment. So like right now, whatever's going on in your life, instead of thinking, I've got to produce something so that I have a resume.
Well, what you said is so true. We base that on the culture.
Totally.
And I just believe God is happy when you're faithful picking your kids up or when you're faithful, you know, to whatever you do every day. What did you say before? It's 100 mundane things, but faithfulness over them.
Yeah, it's faithfulness over this, forgiving somebody. That's what he's looking for. And he'll do the big picture stuff. That's the thing. If we actually trust him with it, instead of thinking, I need to spearhead this, well, maybe there's already a head for this. Maybe he's already it, and we can just handle what's in front of us today, and that's what he wants.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To find out more about the radio show and Brant's new book called Unoffendable, just go to BrantHanson.com.